Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert is reportedly trying to name the whistleblower in the Trump-Ukraine controversy that's at the root of the impeachment inquiry. During a rare Wednesday night impeachment hearing, Gohmert listed names of people he wanted to testify, and one of them was reportedly a person whose name's been floating around as the whistleblower concerning the president's July phone call with the Ukrainian president. Democrats have been urging Republicans to not out the whistleblower for fears of privacy and safety issues. After the Federal Reserve policymakers' final meeting of the year ends yesterday, the Fed chief says,
"We believe that the current stance of monetary policy will support sustained growth, a strong labor market, and inflation near our symmetric 2% objective."
Saying interest rates will hold steady. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
A federal judge in California ruling yesterday that the Trump administration may not divert $3.6 billion in Defense Department funds for the construction of the wall on the southern border. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King, who says it's the second judge to do so.
A federal judge in California decided the Trump administration couldn't use military funds for border wall construction. The judge ruled the administration's plan to reallocate defense funding to a series of border construction projects is unlawful. It's the second such ruling in as many days, the other coming from a federal judge in Texas.
The U.S. House passing a bipartisan bill that would create a path to citizenship for illegal immigrant farm workers. The bill passed on a vote of 260 to 165 with significant Republican support. The bill now goes to the Senate, where it faces a very uncertain future. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A settlement's been reached with dozens of American veterans who were sexually abused by a former physician's assistant. 82 military vets will divide nearly $7 million after settling lawsuits against the federal government over it. The veterans were sexually abused by Mark Wisner at a VA hospital in Leavenworth, Kansas. Wisner convicted of sexual battery and criminal sodomy in 2017 and was sentenced to more than 15 years in prison. At least 250 journalists have been locked up because of their reporting over the past year in China and Turkey, the world's top jailers of journalists, also locking up journalists, Saudi Arabia and Egypt, according to the annual survey compiled by the Committee to Protect Journalists. And a very sneaky squirrel will not be facing charges, though he was caught on camera stealing a package from the front porch of a home in Southern California.
Squirrel! Admiral is getting away with the loot.
Yes, the sprightly porch pirate can be seen stealing the Amazon package from the front of the home in San Pedro earlier this week. A passerby spotted the crime as it was happening, chased down the squirrel, got the package away from him, and was able to return it to the rightful owner. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Oh, you thought this was going to be easy, huh? Oh, we're just beginning. Put on your crash helmets, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is serious stuff. This is all about our republic, our democracy. What is the future of America after we find ourselves at this crossroads, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, the rule of law, truth, I mean, real truth, not the Democrats' version of truth, even the Republicans' version of truth. I mean, what is the truth of the matter? I mean, this all needs to be discovered, and we can be thankful to an exposing agent, and I say Donald Trump. And when I say Donald Trump, I'm not claiming, and don't think for a minute that I'm saying, you know, Donald Trump is the bastion and the king of truth here. Okay, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the truth resides here if we're willing to do the hard work, because between the deep state, all the partisan politics is going on. We're shrouded. We're like a bunch of mushrooms right now, kept in the dark and fed manure. You know how the saying goes. Well, we're going to be talking about the latest IG report from Michael Horowitz, because it proves what the Rutherford Institute has been warning us about for a long time. Constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, The War on the American People, John Whitehead joins us now. John, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Pretty good. Busy as usual, like you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I guess after all this, you can come back and tell everybody I told you so.
Yes, if you're talking about the FBI, I can tell you.
Yes,
I've been telling you for years in my books and detailed. But again, when I was involved in the Paul Jones case, being Paul Jones' lawyer against Bill Clinton, I met a lot of NSA, FBI agents, and they. It was amazing when I drive out of my home in the morning. They would be sitting across the street in a black van with a little antenna moving around the car, and they'd be waving at me. And I asked a former NSA agent what they all meant. He said, "Oh, they're just trying to intimidate you, John."
Sure. Yeah.
And but you know, I remember my one of my youngest son. We were driving out driving, and they said, "Dad, Daddy, who are those people?" Mm-hmm. It looks like government agents the way they're dressed, and you know, they're on the car. But they have the FBI, NSA. They work together, those groups, and they have total information on anybody, including the president. Mm-hmm. So I mean, anybody in Congress. If they have the right kind of information, I think they can get their way in certain instances. If you want to call it blackmail, or
this pattern was well established under J. Edgar Hoover. I mean, he kept files on everybody, right?
Yeah, J. Edgar Hoover. I mean, they watched everybody. I mean, if they didn't like somebody, and working with Richard Nixon in the early days. They've collected 17,000 pages of information on Martin Luther King. They listened to all of his phone calls. They followed him. And FBI agents in those early days, by the way, would dress up with long hair and smoke marijuana with so-called rebelling hippies in the 60s and try to prevent plots or whatever for, you know, their free speech activities, basically. But as I show in my book, there's a long history to the FBI that's not really pretty if you look at it carefully. And this is all footnoted, by the way, in my book, Battlefield America, New York Times articles, the well, so-called credible journalists out there. And so the FBI has, and today they're amazing. I mean, they're everywhere. I mean, they have half of Americans now are in a facial recognition database controlled by the FBI. They go into your DMV. You know, they get all of the records from the DMVs or your face. They're controlled. They have a huge DNA database now. They're watching, you know. They're trying to so-called prevent terrorists or whatever, but, you know, it's amazing that one of the recent reports shown, by, this is the FBI themselves, showing the crime rate has fallen 48% in the last 25 years in America. So the question is, why all the spying and watching, even the president, members of Congress, people like me and you, I mean, if you come out and say anything that they consider anti-authoritarian, you're automatically in their suspicious database and you're watched. I mean, they know everything. I mean, whatever's on your phone with artificial intelligence now. I mean, listen, the FBI has admitted they can turn your cell phone on from a distance. It becomes a microphone, and your laptop becomes a camera. They admit that. They've admitted that.
Yeah, it is all pervasive. But
here's the key, though.
Okay.
We have a Constitution. The Fourth Amendment says the government is not supposed to be doing surveillance on any American unless they have actual evidence of a crime.
Much less the president of the United States or a president candidate.
Anybody. And it's amazing, though, when I the research I did, finding that, you know, they go through all the mail, the post office is now, Pennis has handled 160 billion pieces of mail are scanned each annually by the post office. And that's turned over to the FBI. So they're watching who you're mailing things to. Some of your packages and mail are open to see what's in them. This is not the government that Mr. James Madison, when he wrote the Bill of Rights, you know, the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, protecting our rights, he was really clearly, by the way, James Madison gave the basic premise of the Patriots. As he said, we often mistrust all those in government. And Americans are asleep. I mean, it's tough. It's like getting a drunk to wake up.
Right.
Say, quit, you're drinking too much alcohol, dude. Stand up, slap them in the face.
Right.
Won't grow up. And see what's going on. And get involved in your government. Stop this stuff. Start protesting this stuff, what they're doing. You know, they're admitting that they're...
Right. I mean, here Horowitz presents this report, John, and he says, well, there's no political bias. I'm not sure how he gets there. I mean, the evidence is so clear. Even if you just went and asked him, said, is there political bias? No, there's no political. Okay, well, I'll put that. No political bias. Oh, come on. There's clear evidence between emails, statements that people have made, actions that we're taking, people, you know, taken out of the Mueller investigation, you know, like Stroke and a couple of other attorneys because of their obvious partisan bias. But somehow the IG comes to the conclusion there's no political bias. But even with the report, 400-plus pages, it cites 51 violations, 9 false statements, 17 serious acts of misconduct, 4 informants only, which I thought was interesting, and 1 unlawful effort to surveil the Trump. Only one. Only one unlawful effort to surveil the Trump campaign. I mean, hey, look at it. If the Democrats would have got a hold of it, they'd have turned that one into, you know, all kinds of porridge. I mean, it could have been 1,000 by now.
Yes, and like I say, they have all the information. If they have all the information, why not give it to us? They do have it, by the way. And it's amazing. All this information is shared with all the police agencies across the United States. And by the way, they share information. The FBI's Terror Screening Center shares their information with over 1,400 private corporations who can access their list. Corporations that they work with who are also watching We the People, by the way.
Right.
Facebook, Google, you go down the line. So if they have information, then where is it at? Show it to us, folks. Make it detailed.
Yeah, and what are you doing with it? I mean, if you're just sitting on it, it's not very useful, you know, unless, as you say, John,
are they really sitting on it? Do they have it?
Right. Yeah, unless it's activated or they're just tabling it until they need something weaponized in order to go after an opponent.
Exactly.
Like you say.
Weaponized is the word, yes.
Well, without a doubt. Well, we're talking with the one and only John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute. And you need to go to the Rutherford Institute. I'll tell you, this is great soil to plant your seed in, ladies and gentlemen, as we're coming to the end of the year and you're looking for a place to donate. John and the staff have just done an outstanding work on behalf of America's patriots and upon freedom. And I highly recommend that you go to his website, hit the donate button, and donate generously. Thank you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middle men and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Ben Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
I gotta tell you, those awkward moments, that can be like a drug. You gotta be careful, okay? So you wanna stay away from them, otherwise you're gonna find yourself on a, maybe a judicial committee, you know, for Congress or something. How embarrassing. Good to have you back with us as we continue fresh and independent at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. John Whitehead, the constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, The War on the American People. John, this latest IG report, I mean, it is so revealing. I warned our audience. I said, look, do not expect anything big here because Horowitz has proven himself to be an institutionalist. He's going to protect the empire, the FBI empire. That's his nature. That's his wiring, in much the same way that James Comey did, if you'll recall, when he argued the case for Hillary Clinton and gave her cover. So we just expected it, but it's just so embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for him, for somebody of his stature, to bring this kind of report. That this is really a lot of manure. I mean, again, I feel like we're mushrooms. They want us to be in the dark, and they're going to continue to feed us manure. But this is coming from supposed educated people. You know, this kind of report. And making it seem like it's just so inconsequential, nothing had an impact, all these things that I see them as predicates. I'm not an attorney, you are, but I see them as linkage to all this investigation, the spying on Trump. But yet they come up with some sort of, as Hillary Clinton characterized it, as plausible deniability.
Yeah, and you mentioned mushrooms. I prefer mushrooms over government bureaucrats, to be honest with you. But they're edible anyway.
Yes, exactly.
But the thing is that, what I'm seeing here is, I've told these people, again, I've sued the president, I've sued Congress, but I've sued Washington, D.C. is drama. It's people protecting their power, their money. It's people going into government and leaving millionaires, zillionaires, some of them.
Right.
It's a corrupt institution. As Madison said, we ought to mistrust all those in power. Look at them first and say, why is this guy speaking this way? Why is he presenting it this way? And, you know, if you look at really careful Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution, the president can be impeached for treason, bribery, or high crimes and misdemeanors. And the question is, what are the treason? What is the bribery? What is the high crimes? Or are there really misdemeanors here?
Mm-hmm.
And so far, what Horowitz has presented, what the government's their case, their so-called case, they're not matching up to Article 2, Section 4. So, do I think the President of the United States is actually going to, as a sentence, going to actually impeach him? No, I don't think so.
Right.
So, what in the world is going on here? You know, this is like, it's just like a bad play. And again, they want you glued to the TV set watching it and believing what's being said. But behind the background, again, I've seen all this. You have to question it. And let me go back and give you a story. When I was in the Paula Jones case, by the way, as soon as we sued the president, within 2 weeks, the IRS was in my office conducting an audit of our business, they called it.
Right.
I'll never forget, 1 week was gone, and IRS agents came to the office, he closed the door, and he said, and he cussed really badly. He says, I shouldn't be here. Why did they make me come here? He said, there's nothing wrong with you guys.
Right.
And he left within a week. And so I looked and I said, well, is this the way government works? He looked at me and nodded his head and walked out of my office.
Right. Yeah.
So you can't, what in the world? These are factions fighting each other. Obviously, they want Trump out of office so they can get him out of office. But legally, as a lawyer, as I look at it, you know, the case is not there. They don't have high crimes. They don't have bribery. They don't have treason. And what this is, it kind of makes them, they want to look legitimate, but again, if you listen to it carefully, this is not legitimate. Listen, there's all kinds of things going on in the world, this country. We got people starving in the streets. Farmers are going out of business. Let's focus on the real issues in America and quit the crap.
Right.
And that's what we should be looking at. We should be emailing our politicians and saying, shut up and get back to work, okay?
Exactly.
This is crap.
Well, and I think that's why Nancy Pelosi, after announcing the articles of impeachment, came back within an hour and said, hey, we passed the USMCA, right?
Yes.
What a show. What a show.
What a show.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're dealing, too. You're also dealing with people who are very, very wealthy. They can't identify with people out there who are the people I defend at the Ruff Institute who can't afford lawyers. They don't defend them. I have to go out and raise money to defend them. The government's not helping them, no. The right. government's prosecuting a lot of them, putting them in jail for minor crimes, you know. We're helping, you know, like... just what we're saying. You go to our website and see some of the cases we're involved in. I mean, it's enough to make you want to scream. And
exactly.
We're letting these millionaires and billionaires do put on their political show. And again, what will it be in? Again, a year from now, people are going to be going, what was that impeachment thing all about? I forget now.
Right, exactly. And John, I want to go back to what you just brought up, and that is the everyday man or woman who happens to be in the crosshairs of the government and the government's power.
Yeah.
Look what they did with General Flynn.
Yeah.
I mean, they were all but ruined this guy. And for what? For, you know, maybe a lie, maybe he didn't. One FBI agent said, ah, it was no big deal. He didn't lie. You know, there's no misrepresentation. But no, you know, Andrew Weissman was not going to, he needed a scalp. And who's better scalp to get than General Flynn's, right?
Right.
If you couldn't get the president.
You couldn't get the president. No, but again, also, the media really helps these people out by promoting them, pushing them, giving their images, and they love being in the spotlight. So they're going to get in the spotlight and say whatever they can say so they can get on television, okay?
Exactly.
And the question is, read up, folks. Education precedes action. Get your, you know, knowledge. Again, our website, like you say, is a good place to go. Find out what's really going on in the government and start pushing back against this, because listen, if you have children or grandchildren, I'll tell you right now, I am scared, frightened for the future of this country the way it's going right now. If you
Without
care about
doubt.
Freedom for your kids growing up, you better get your act together. Yeah.
Well, the only thing we could hope for, John, and what I could see potentially is the Democrats are playing a high stakes game here. I mean, this could be the and when I say demise, I don't mean the utter demise, but I mean it could really crash and burn as they're heading to abyss here. The good news of if that was to take place is the Republicans could have a grand opportunity to be in control of the three branches of government and be able to do something about our indebtedness, for example. You know,
yeah.
I've insisted that Donald Trump, what he needs to do for after he gets reelected, is he needs to change the big question that he asks. Right now, every day, he asks people, how are we doing on jobs? How are we doing on jobs? Because he's made that a focus, look what we've done. We've got more jobs than people. People are upgrading their jobs. We've made, you know, quantum leaps from the previous administration. I would say that if the president starts asking the question, how are we doing with the deficit? How are we doing with the deficit? How are we doing with the deficit? We'll start getting those wheels going in the opposite direction, and 23 won't beget 25 trillion. We'll start seeing 23 getting down to 19. It'll start moving in the right direction. But I believe that's going to happen when one party, and not the Democrats, because the Democrats, they're so used to buying votes that they have corrupted the system. They are ill-equipped to do anything about these major issues that are going to be required that involve, reform of the welfare system and these entitlement programs. They do not have the courage to handle it, but I think the Republicans could do it, and this might be the blessing with the Democrats crashing and burning after 2020, because they're coming up bupkis here. I don't know how they stand against Donald Trump.
I don't think they stand very well against Donald Trump right now. So, but it's I think it's time for, let's focus on the real issues, and people don't fall for the baloney that's coming out of their mouths, okay?
Exactly. And as John said, look at it, education. We need to be educated. Precede action, but you've got to dedicate some time. Even if it's 5 minutes a day, we're not saying hours, just 5 minutes a day. Become an activated patriot and do something about this government for the sake of your children and your grandkids in the coming generations. John Whitehead.
Learn your rights. Learn your rights.
Exactly. John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute. Thank you, John. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Merry Christmas.
You want a hemp extract you can trust. One that is cultivated, harvested, produced, and packaged with quality in mind. One that undergoes extensive laboratory testing. Introducing Quantum Nutrition Labs Quantum Hemp Extract. Support mood, stress management, sleep, neuromodulation, a healthy inflammatory response, and the alleviation of minor aches and pains. Knowing you have the best quality hemp available, call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert is reportedly trying to name the whistleblower in the Trump-Ukraine controversy that's at the root of the impeachment inquiry. During a rare Wednesday night impeachment hearing, Gohmert listed names of people he wanted to testify, and one of them was reportedly a person whose name's been floating around as the whistleblower concerning the president's July phone call with the Ukrainian president. Democrats have been urging Republicans to not out the whistleblower for fears of privacy and safety issues. After the Federal Reserve policymakers' final meeting of the year ends yesterday, the Fed chief says,
"We believe that the current stance of monetary policy will support sustained growth, a strong labor market, and inflation near our symmetric 2% objective."
Saying interest rates will hold steady. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
And heaven and nature sing.
With the America, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Steve Mezick's going to be joining us in just a moment, Vice President of Marketing and Pricing at Viasat. People who live in rural or suburban communities have been hearing it for a long time. The next big technology is almost here to solve their internet problems for good, whether it's big cable or 5G. That fast, modern connection you've always wanted is just around the corner. The infrastructure used by ground-based internet service providers is a huge investment, one that most companies pay for by having a lot of customers in a relatively small area. That is, you know, like a city. However, if you don't live in town, you'll find yourself paying more or getting less quality when you sign up for a ground-based internet service. In some cases, you might even have to pay the ISP thousands of dollars to dig trenches to run cable to your home. And for those that have gone through that, you know what that means. Well, as I mentioned, Steve Mezick joins us now, and he's got some great information for us. Steve, how you doing? Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks. You are very knowledgeable. I am very impressed.
Well, you gave me some great information here and excellent background, which I'm grateful for, not to mention the fact that, yes, I do use high-speed internet. I am involved with satellite. I'm involved with all the technology. So even by osmosis, we learn whether we want to or not, Stephen.
That's perfect. Yeah, so I'm here from Viasat, who's a global communications company, and I'll tell you, our belief is that everyone and everything should be connected. We provide a satellite internet service across homes, businesses, airlines like American, United, JetBlue, and the U.S. military is a large client of ours as well.
Wow, that's great. Well, the last time you and I talked, we did discuss the frustration that rural communities have been experiencing because they just you know, they've had a difficult time, if not impossible, experience in getting connection. That's all coming to an end now, right?
Yeah, I tell you, there is this what's called a digital divide out there, right? It's the homes who can get high-speed internet and the homes who cannot. And, you know, there's this, you can't see it, it's called this invisible line. And that's where you mentioned this in the, just about a minute ago, where the cable and the DSL companies, the ground-based companies like that have chosen, they only want to put fiber and cable into a certain area, and they decide, you know what, after a certain distance, it's not affordable for them, it's not economical for them to provide service. And so there's a lot of houses out there right on the outskirts of pretty urban areas that just don't have access to high-speed internet.
So, Stephen, the question is, how do we close that divide?
So a satellite provider like Viasat, who puts a significant investment in a satellite high up in the sky, they don't have those same limitations. There is no line drawn that says we can or can't offer service in a certain area. Mm-hmm. So anyone who could basically see the sky, Viasat can offer high-speed internet. This is broadband service to those homes to help sort of bridge that digital divide.
Well, help our audience understand the benefits to having this high-speed satellite internet.
Yeah, so today, I mean, so many things people do from, you know, from shopping, right? We just had Black Friday, one of the probably biggest Black Fridays ever. Almost all the shopping now is actually online, right? So you want to shop. You want to be able to do work from home. Okay, you want to be able to do social media and connect on, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or watch YouTube videos or whatever it is. So many things now are tied to having high-quality internet access, and that's what Viasat does. It gives you that essential internet access that people need in their homes to do whatever it is they want.
Well, and especially when you have kids in the house, that means there's not just a couple of devices that are hooked up, you know, pulling at your internet services. I mean, you get five kids in there and you got five plus mom and dad. I mean, you could have seven, eight resources, you know, demanding some time and some bandwidth on the internet, right?
Yeah, I mean, all of our, you know, it used to be you'd hook up one computer to the internet. You get internet, you have your one computer. Now you got 10, 20 devices in the home. Everyone needs a Wi-Fi network, which Viasat provides for customers as well, because you have all of these devices connected, tablets and the Internet of Things. You'll hear that term oftentimes, right? Your next thing is your refrigerator is connected and, you know, your exercise equipment, whatever it is, your scale telling you how much weight you put on over the holidays, right? All these things, maybe more knowledge than you want. They're all sort of connected one way or another to the internet.
I mean, your golf clubs are connected. I mean, you know, it's crazy, you know, and, you know, sometimes my device, oh, bad shot. it's all good fun, but, no doubt the connecting of things, you know, all around us now. Now for, people in the rural areas, of course they get to benefit from, connectivity that you're offering, right?
Yeah, you know, it used to be, I mean, that's one of our big target markets is those rural customers who in the past were either at a disadvantage, right? They'd say, oh, I've chosen to live, you know, in a more rural location. I love it out here. I love where I live. I love my neighbors. I love the space and more of the privacy I have, but I was forced to now not have quality internet. My kids can't grow up having the same access to internet as those people in urban areas. And our goal is we want to solve that. We want to be an ally for those customers, those people have chosen to live in more rural areas, that they could have the same high-quality internet service as those folks who live in an urban area in a city.
Well, and you make a good point here, Stephen, that people are considering. That is that, hey, look, if kids in the cities are having improved and better access to the internet, and my children out in urban areas are deprived, they lose something in the process. I mean, access to educational resources and the like, that seems to be a little unfair, does it not?
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you a stat so that basically you got about a third of the households in the United States don't subscribe, don't have high-speed internet at their home, but yet 95% of students will say in order to get their homework done, they need access to the internet.
Yeah.
So it truly is this digital divide between those students, those households who have access to the internet and those who can, and that's what Viasat is trying to do, is say everyone should have access to, you know, quality, high-speed broadband service at their home.
Well, it is, it's become so essential to our lives that, I appreciate that spirit, Stephen. We're talking with Stephen Mesnick, the Vice President of Marketing and Pricing with Viasat, Inc., and he's breaking it down for us. I mean, all this high-speed connectivity, pretty soon we'll be at a point, Stephen, I see you anticipate that, we'll have 100% coverage, right?
Yeah, I mean, Viasat right now, we keep putting up, we just put up a satellite. We keep putting up satellites to just offer more and more coverage, what we'll call more and more capacity, greater speed for people throughout the United States and, frankly, throughout the world. And if you, you know, if people are looking for more information where they can find out about that, it's, you know, Viasat, viasat.com/internet or 833-5-Viasat. We have a phone number in case you don't have internet access. You got to be able to figure out how to get in touch with us. So we got a phone number for you.
Well, go ahead and give them the phone number.
Yep, 833-5-Viasat, V-I-A-S-A-T.
Just like that, 833-Viasat, is that it?
833-5-Viasat.
Oh, 833-5, the number 5, Viasat.
Don't forget the 5.
No, got to remember the 5. 5 is a good thing. Now, Stephen, as we get down to the last couple of questions here, there's a myth that satellite internet is very expensive. I want you to address that.
Yeah, so, I mean, some satellite internet might be very expensive. From Viasat, we have plans to start as low as $50 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And so we realize that, hey, just because you could have access to the internet, if it's so expensive and it's not affordable to you, then it's like you're not going to have access to the internet. So not only do we provide the coverage and high-quality service, but we think it's an affordable price point for many households. Again, that's starting at $50 a month.
Yeah, and when you break it down, as you say, this delivers a lot of bang for your buck. I mean, you know, when you compare a per gig on a per gig basis, satellite internet becomes very affordable, does it not?
Yeah, sometimes satellite internet will actually be more affordable than, let's say, certain cell phone services on a, so as you said, a price per gigabyte.
Mm-hmm. Now, a satellite internet has less equipment on the ground compared to terrestrial internet providers, right? That might be a surprise for some people.
Yeah, so we have a installation process where a very nice installer will come to your home and they'll put a what people used to think are these enormous sort of antennas on the ground that would, you know, be the size of a car. And no, that's not the case anymore, right? These are very small. They're about the size of a television set. They'll come and they'll put it on your roof or in your backyard, very unobtrusive, connected for you. So by the time the installer leaves, you have internet access. You don't have to do anything.
Everybody's rocking and rolling. That's great. Stephen, we got to leave it there. Stephen Mesnick has been our guest. Stephen, remind everybody one more time where they can go for more information.
Sure. Viasat, V-I-A-S-A-T.com /internet or 833-5-Viasat on your phone.
Thank you, Stephen. Have a great day.
Hey, thanks so much for your time, Bill.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? Pay off loans? Save it? Do something fun? Well, it's something you may need to think about if you become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it works. You can save big time on your healthcare costs, and you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either. Find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people. Passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, it's lobby time. You know what that means? Yes, we're going to Hollywood. Live he is. Steve the movie guy. He's coming up next.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Yeah, it's me and Steve-O. We're talking movies here with Frozen Chapter 2. Still doing big numbers. I mean, $338 million, globally. That's
That's actually just this country alone. It should break the $1 billion mark.
Oh, for the 3 weeks, 338. Okay.
Frozen 2, at the box office, number
yes.
one, and it should break it. Maybe it has.
That's what you call cold cash, huh?
The cold cash, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Knives Out, number 2, 14.2. Ford versus Ferrari, number 3. Queen and Slim, number 4. And A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Still hanging in there. Yeah. I think a great movie for the holiday. I recommend people who are seeing the movie say that it's caused them to reevaluate kindness. And I think that's a great time. I mean, here we are, for those that are still going and doing it the old way by going to the shopping mall. I mean, maybe calms them down a little bit to where they're not fussing over the parking or anything.
Well, I haven't seen the movie yet. I'm waiting for my daughter to come into town.
Oh, you, Steve-O, you're gonna love it. And it reminds me, I mean, speaking of being kind, there was a story yesterday that Samantha Mao shared with us. Highly recommend you go to the website and check it out. There's this gal, she goes to the Wawa, right? And Wawa's are out here in the East. That's the gas stations. And they're really complete. I mean, they're stores with gas stations. It's unbelievable. Anyway, she goes in there and she thought, okay, and she's thinking, okay, it's the holiday season. I want to do something kind for someone. And a guy behind her has just a bottle of water. And she goes, was that all you got? And he goes, yeah, that's all I need. And she goes, well, let me buy it for you. Merry Christmas. And, oh, that's very kind. And she's still in the spirit and everything like that. Well, as she goes out, she's thinking, wow, instant karma here. Because she goes out and she sees this guy, cleaning her window, her windshield. And she's going, oh, my gosh, I just can't believe this. I mean, God is so good. I mean, I just did this nice deed, and now all of a sudden somebody's out there washing my windshield and everything. And this guy's just about his business. Next thing you know, she just is so elated with it. She's just feeling the Christmas spirit. She just goes and gives this, total stranger a hug, thinking that he's washing her windshield. Well, she realizes after she goes through all this pomp and circumstance and feeling good and everything, she goes, oh, my God, that's not my car. My car is the one behind his that looks very similar. Oh, my God, it's hysterical. You just...
Breaking out the Wawa.
Who would have thunk, you know? But, oh, it's a great story. I highly recommend. Just go check out the video there at Bill Martinez Live. Go to Sam's Corner. It's right there. And you will laugh and kind of help set the mood. But all that to say is that kindness is in for 2019.
Well, I have talked to people. They say it's life-changing is the words they're using for this
movie. Wow. It's good.
You know,
no, it's
in the neighborhood wanted to see this holiday.
Tom Hanks, another one. Like you and I have talked about, this guy is just so disgustingly talented. We're so blessed to have him as a key showman and actor. Wow.
Jumanji, The Next Level, coming out this weekend. This will be the big movie. Of course, we first became acquainted with Jumanji back in 1995. That was the movie based on the children's book that came out, starred Robin Williams at the time. It made about $263 million. I thought it was good, you know, but then everything kind of settled down for a while. And then in 2017, I thought, well, let's see if we can remake this with a different cast. That went out and made $962 million worldwide. Whoa. So, of course, we're going to do it again. This
exactly.
Jumanji, The Next Level. Now, the gang is all back, but the game has changed a bit as they return to the rescue. One of their own, the players, will have to brave parts unknown from arid deserts to snowy mountains to escape the world's most dangerous game. 74% recommending this one, of course, starring Dwayne Johnson, Jack Black, Kevin Hart, Karen Gillan. We also have Danny DeVito in this one, Danny Glover, and Awkwafina.
Awkwafina, yes.
Woman in show business.
Really? Well, no. Speaking of which, Dwayne, I mean, what is he? Is he traveling with a Brinks truck these days?
I don't know, man.
You see him in every other movie.
Yes, he's making a lot of money. He, you know, he's kind of like Nicolas Cage, except Dwayne's movies make a lot of money. Anyway, that's out this weekend. It will be number one. They say it should open about with about $50 million. Also out this weekend, we have a movie called Black Christmas. Now, this is one of these concepts that they remake it. This is like the third remake of this movie. It first came out in 1974, did it again in 2006. These aren't sequels. They're just going to redo the movie. Mm-hmm. This one cost about $5 million to make, which sounds like a lot of money, but in the world of movies, it's like catering, you know,
exactly.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So they expect to make a few bucks on this one. And like I say, it is the tried and true concept. You have Hawthorne College quieting down for the holidays, but it's Riley Stone, played by Imogen Poots. One of the greatest names in showbiz.
Yeah, I love that. Imogen Poops.
Yeah,
that's a disc jockey name. Hi, it's Imogen Poops.
Right.
Not to be confused with Poops. It's Poots with a T.
Poots, that's right. With
yes.
A T. She also has her sisters from the Mu Kappa Epsilon sorority, athlete Marty. We have Rebel Chris. We have foodie Jesse. They prepare to deck the halls with a series of seasonal parties. However, a black masked stalker begins killing sorority women one by one.
Oh, I hate that when that happens. I hate it.
Especially around the holiday.
Yes.
As the body count rises, Riley and her squad start to question whether they can trust any man. That's right. And so whoever the killer is about to discover that this generation's young women aren't about to be anybody's victim. That's right. Can we hear it for girl power?
I'm telling you. You can't trust men. You can't trust men anymore. You can't trust women anymore. Who can we trust, Steve-O?
I don't know. Okay. Like I say, it's not reviewed for the critics. However, it will do fairly well and make a few bucks this holiday season.
Really? Well, they've got a low threshold. I mean, $5 million. I mean, did they use real cameras on that budget?
I don't know what they shot this
thing
on. So okay. They hopefully will make
iPhones or something. You know, they use iPhones.
We have Bombshell. This is being released in limited release this weekend. It'll go wide next weekend. This is the movie based on the real scandal. Bombshell is the revealing look inside the most powerful and controversial media empire of all time.
Fox News.
And the explosive story of the women who brought down Roger Ailes, the infamous man who created it. We have Charlize Theron playing Megyn Kelly, Nicole Kidman as Gretchen Carlson, John Lithgow. Man, I don't know whether you've seen the trailer.
Yes, I have. It's excellent. I've been looking forward to this. This is going to be interesting.
It will be interesting. John Lithgow plays Roger Ailes, also starring Margot Robbie and Kate McKinnon and Allison Janney. 63%. Are recommending Bob.
Yeah, all the lefties are loving this. I mean, this is get even time. We'll teach Fox to be a powerhouse, and we're gonna hang all their underwear out, you know.
It may be a big movie on the west side of L.A.
Yeah, then they're gonna do CBS the sequel after that, because we need to be fair and balanced, right?
That's
just
right.
Saying. Okay.
Remember kindness, Bill.
I am.
All
kind.
Right.
In a kind sort of way, we'll do it.
We have we have another interesting film, Richard Jewell.
Ooh, yes, this is one. This is a powerhouse. Uh-huh. I interviewed the writers who contributed, their book, The Suspect. Kent Alexander, the attorney, the attorney general from Georgia at the time, and Kevin Solomon, who was he was assigned from the Wall Street Journal there in Atlanta for the Olympics. And wow, what a great book and terrific that they were able to contribute and work with Clint Eastwood on this movie.
So what did they say about Kathy Scruggs? Now, that's what the critics are saying. This is a movie, obviously, about character assassination and how
exactly
Richard Jewell was treated. But they're always also saying that Clint is a bit heavy-handed when it comes to his treatment of the reporter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Her name is Kathy Scruggs.
Right, exactly. Well, she was, lauded. I mean, as much as Richard Jewell initially was lauded, I mean, she was like, oh, she's the champion, She's breaking all the news and stuff. And they kind of went over the top with her. She got a lot more credit than, she deserved. But basically, she's the one that put Richard Jewell in the crosshairs. And she was relentless.
Here's what they're saying. The critics are saying that they portray her as this ambitious, unethical slut, really, in the
movie. No, that's not fair.
That's not fair. The people who know her, or knew her, she passed away in 2001, mm-hmm. Knew her, say that that wasn't the case. Now, of course, she was aggressive, but they're saying that she was following the lead of the FBI, and that's kind of weird. So anyway, I wasn't there, I don't know, but that's what the...
Yeah, but I think they were more even-handed in the characterization of her. That's an unfair statement. That's in terms of our kindness motto that we're talking about here.
Right.
No, that's out of it. I think that's...
Right.
Yeah.
Sad story all the way around, because it was Eric Rudolph, of course, who was eventually confessed to the crime.
Exactly.
He was the bomber. He was caught in 2003. And then, sadly, Richard Jewell died in 2007. They're saying that, this whole episode really ruined his life.
Well, it took years off his life, the pressure. Yeah. I mean, it's a wonder that his mother's still alive for all that she had to endure. I mean, here's her son under attack like this. And, one minute he's a hero. She knows him as a hero. And he wasn't, what you would say in terms of, kind of being a stellar but he was a dedicated law enforcement officer.
Yeah, and he saved lives.
Yes, exactly. No,
I think it goes to kind of the 24-hour news culture that we live in these days. And I guess it's one to see. 85% of the critics are recommending.
Well, this is the danger. The danger when you abandon due process, Steve-O, and hearsay and rumors and that they're reported as if fact, because it generates click. It becomes clickbait. And this is the culture in which we live in. And I think this is a good lesson.
Yeah, it is a good lesson, I guess. We also have a movie. I hear the music. I think we're just about out of time. I want to talk about Uncut Gems. This is the one starring Adam Sandler. He does a terrific job in this. 94% are recommending. Check out the trailer. This may be an Academy Award nomination.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, and I'd love to see it, because I, for whatever reason, like Adam Sandler. There you go.
Well, he's been fighting the good fight for a long time. Why not?
Well, he's made a lot of money, made some movies which maybe weren't... But this one, they say he really brings it. In this movie. So
wow, wonderful. Well, that's good. I love it when people, even though they've been around for a while and they have breakout performances, and they just get that right product that fits their personality and their talent, and it's real special. And that's what I'm sensing on this one. So
want
to keep an eye on. All right, we'll see you at the Cineplex. You know how it goes. Big popcorn, light on the butter. We'll see you there. Have a great weekend. All right, thanks, Steve.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Maybe not today.